This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Today is Colorado Pro Day. Shador Sanders going to have a lot of people on hand today to see him in action and see what he can do. Are you excited about that one, Frog Boy?
Yes. You are on vacation for Cam Ward's pro day. Did you catch any of that?
I saw some of it on Twitter. I saw that the big thing was everybody was making a big deal because X ran a really slow 40.
Yes, that was unfortunate.
Which he said was a tweaked hammy, which I believe him.
Yeah, I believe him too. And honestly,
You think that guy runs a 4.9?
And look at the talent.
As a wide receiver?
Come on, just look at the tape. If you look at the tape, that's all you need to see with this.
Look at the tape, dude.
Again, if we get caught up in all the tangible test and overlook the fact of the film and what the film says, you know, Emmitt Smith wasn't the fastest guy in the world. Neither was Jerry Rice.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why we get so caught up in some of these things.
Oh, I heard today, I was listening to Florio on with Joe and Omar today, and he's like, Gary Sims said that Agent didn't play very good against Penn State. I'm like, good. That would make me want to draft him more, because Chris Sims said that he wasn't impressed with his Penn State game.
How about that offensive line who never faced anybody like Penn State?
Ridiculous.
And that's the thing that people don't really understand. That, yeah, sometimes when a running back has 80 yards against a dominant defense, if he wasn't that running back, you'd have 20 yards. And you can't, like, you have to look at things like that. You have to watch the game and say, there's nothing there, and this guy got 8 yards. And if you can't do that, then you shouldn't be evaluating talent. And so it bothers me that when we talk about these players, we just go look at the stat line and then go, every time he's played against a ranked team, he didn't have those gaudy numbers. Neither did his offensive line. Right? And so you want to single out his stats and just disregard the team he's playing on.
I mean, he looks like a physical freak. And I think
you know who they don't do that with? Who? Quarterbacks, which is amazing because they will explain to you, well, he didn't have a good offensive line, but he still has all the tools. And they will draft the quarterback high, even though he wasn't. Exhibit A, Josh Allen.
Well, isn't that going on with Shador? Like, Shador had a terrible offensive line this year.
Terrible.
And they're like, well, half of his throws were checkdowns. Like, because he probably had no time.
And they go, oh, there were times where he was looking at the offensive line. He wasn't even looking downfield. But, okay. Who's the quarterback?
Chris Sims?
No, on ESPN.
Orlovsky?
Orlovsky.
Hasselbeck?
You were looking at your offensive line and you ran out of the back of the end zone. You better not discredit somebody for looking at the – you had no idea where you were on a football field because of the rush.
They said Daboll isn't going to his pro day.
No, so. they changed it.
He is going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw this morning that he wasn't going.
No, and then during Get Up, they said he is going.
All right. What drills do you think Travis Hunter is going to participate in?
The I don't have to do any drills drill.
Yep.
True.
Dude, when Deion went to the combine, he took a limo.
Yeah.
Got out of the limo, ran a 40, went and got back in the limo and left.
What happened to limos? No one uses that anymore, huh?
Yeah, they're all like Escalades, right? Like nobody takes a stretch limo.
Like maybe a prom, but I can't even think of that. Like a normal stretch limousine.
You ever been in a limo?
No, it was an Escalade. Yeah, it was
an Escalade.
Yeah.
I was in a limo. I was in an old school limo for my wedding.
Old school? Whoa, for your wedding?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we had to go from the church to Lighthouse Point. We did it up, so we got a limo.
Oh, that's nice. Was it just you two, or did you have like the?
No, we actually, to my knowledge, actually, I think we had two limos because we did a bridal party limo and we did a groom's limo.
Whoa!
Because my wife did her makeup at her mom's house and got driven down. All the way from Royal Palm to Deerfield.
Look at
Smeathen. Smeathen.
You're married at a Waffle House. Do you take this lovely wedded wife with this waffle? I do.
And you're eating the waffle. That's great.
I said Tobin's limo was decorated like the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
It had longhorns on the rim, on the front.
During Cam Ward's pro day, he looked at the Titans and was like, I'm going to solidify it today. You think Shador does anything cool like that? Does he look at the Giants like, oh, no finger guns. Can't do that. Sorry.
Can't do it. Don't do that. What about the kids?
No, because the only thing I think Shador can do right now is solidify himself as the second quarterback. I don't think he can really do anything to affect what people think about Cam Ward. Because just hearing the talks about it, nobody's waffled one bit.
I think the thing that it is with Shador that probably is it's something probably he didn't by perception have the opportunity to do. I don't know it to be the case, but just because of your father being who he is and being the leader of the program, it's different than maybe Cam, who definitely feels like he just captivated a program and led all of it. I'm not saying that Shador didn't, but it does feel like you have the guardrails of your dad being the head coach there.
Right.
And with Cam, I think everybody's going to be like, oh, this guy is like, woof, he makes us believe, and look what he did to the Canes.
But another thing that probably helps in this discussion about these two quarterbacks is look at where Cam started and look at where Shador started, right? I'm not saying neither one of them weren't talented, but when you're a quarterback that comes from a JUCO, nobody...
No stars.
No stars, and you work your way to the first pick, that has to be appealing to a organization just on simply on the path that got you there, right? Whereas Shador, nobody's taken away from his talent, but he's always been that dude. Wherever he's gone, he's been the guy.
Yep.
And so when you weigh those two things, do you want the guy that understands where he's been and what it took to get there and is going to bust his butt to make sure he has success? I'm more inclined to look at Cam and say, this is a story I want to tell everybody else on the team.
And not that it takes anything away, because there were some, like, I think Xavier Restrepo is going to be a good player in the NFL. I think he can do some things, but I don't think he's not going to get taken number 3, 4 like Travis Hunter did.
Right. Correct.
You know, so like
that's also, and I'll give you another parallel to this is, remember when they were trying to figure out who was more responsible for success in Dante Culpepper or Randy Moss?
Oh yeah.
Right. And so they got rid of Randy and Dante struggled. So how much of that plays into it? This isn't a situation where, you know, when you think of Tom Brady, you could plug anybody in the slot. When you think of Josh Allen's had a number one, hasn't had a number one, still put up numbers. Right. It's not a situation like that.
The last time in college, you could just say like, oh, no, it was definitely the wide receiver was Mac Jones and Devontae Smith. Like that was the last time where everybody was like, yeah, no,
but OK, so what did you
Mac Jones still went pretty high.
What did you make of LSU? Holy smokes. Everybody turned out.
They're a factory, dude.
Is that crazy? But no, remember, Burrow was there.
Burrow.
I mean, just think of all of the, I would say that's probably one of the few times. Was he there with, he was there with, who is it? Justin Jefferson.
And Jamar.
And Jamar Chase. Think about that.
Ridiculous.
Right. And the quarterback, and nobody ever said during that whole period of time that, oh, look who he's throwing to. They've always said he is great. That never happens.
But he also had, like, the thing with Burrow that was interesting is, like, he had the one superstar year where they win the championship, obviously, with Gotaga. Like, the year before that, he wasn't, like, overwhelming. Right. I know he was coming off an injury.
Right.
But
well, the thing is that, you know, Joe Burrow won the starting job at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then he got hurt. And he left because the guy that replaced him won the Heisman.
Louis says, do you remember Dion punt returns, Leroy? How exciting was that?
Yeah, because Dion was the only punt returner that never really looked like he was trying. And then he got in the open field and started dancing, and a whole bunch of grown men couldn't catch him.
Top toe reader.
I'm telling you, there's two guys that I saw that got in the open field on a punt return and it was over. People don't realize Randy used to return punts. All 6'4" of them.
Wow.
But you know why? Because if he got open, you weren't catching him. And then Eric Metcalf. I saw that dude I saw him throw up deuces at midfield.
He knows how to start it off.
That was the first time I saw deuces. Not Tyreek Hill. It was Metcalf.
He stole it from Metcalf?
I don't know if he stole it from him, but I saw deuces when Metcalf was returning kicks.
Also and
he, I'm telling you, we were playing the Jets, and he got to midfield and did this, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're only on the 50. And somebody whispered to me, they ain't catching him.
It's a fair point. God, the punt return is so exciting. Devin Hester.
It is. It's one of the few plays in football that the ball's in the air. It could be catastrophic or unbelievable.
I'll tell you, it was a monster at it. Ted Ginn.
Oh, he was. Come on.
Yeah, but you know
what?
You can't be mad at Ted Ginn for always being Ted Ginn.
No, wasn't his fault. Drafted Tua.
You know, like you drafted him because of his speed and his ability to make plays, but then you wanted him to play wide receiver.
Yeah.
And you probably shouldn't have made that assumption that you could just line him up out wide and have him run routes, because he played for like 15 years, and everywhere else that he played, they said, Ted Ginn, just go do Ted Ginn stuff.
It does feel, though, like, is it me? Am I Berrios tier? And I love you, Braxton Berrios. No, I don't mean this as a slight, but does it feel like the sure-handedness of a punt returner is now taking over the excitement of a punt returner?
Yes.
Like, I think put somebody back there not to bleep it up instead of somebody who could actually change
the
game.
There's
so true.
There's truth to that. There's guys that I played with that were punt returners, and you're like, oh, he's just going to ensure the catch.
Right.
And not do anything crazy. And then there's guys you were back for punt return, and I can think of one on every team. I mean, you could talk about, you know, Dante Hall. You can talk about guys from down here. Isn't he going to the Hall of Fame?
Hester's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Josh Cribbs was another
You're
one.
You're talking about Josh Cribbs. Dude. You can Josh talk Cribbs. About those guys.
Yeah.
Who's the running back that wore 88 but was a punt returner? He's in Atlanta now, I think. He's a do-everything guy. I don't even know what position he really plays.
You know what? I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
He is one of those weird, like Debo Samuel kind of.
Right. But they put him at running back sometimes. And Patterson, there it is.
Cordell Patterson.
That's
the one.
Somebody mentioned Tim Dwight. You know what I remember Tim Dwight for? Tim Dwight was a snowboarder. Ooh. And the NCAA disqualified him from playing football because he was taking money to train for the Olympics. Whereas what's crazy about that is what people don't understand. If you get drafted in baseball, you can take the money and go play baseball in the summer. So explain that one.
Most punt return touchdowns in NFL history. Hester 14, Eric Metcalf 10.
Ooh.
And only one of them's in the Hall of Fame. But here's the kicker. And here's the kicker. And here's why Eric Metcalf should be in the Hall of Fame. There's not very many people who have 20,000 total yards in NFL. Think about that. Okay? So it's hard because he did so much that we're trying to put him into a position, a running back, a return guy. He had the record until Devin Hester.
Brian Mitchell, 9. Jack Christensen in 1951 to 58 had 8. Desmond Howard also had 8.
That was Jeremy Bloom. It wasn't Tim.
Oh.
I mixed up my intangibles. I did. Jeremy Bloom. Didn't Tim they both play for did Tim Dwight play for Colorado also? Or was it
he was in Iowa.
Okay, there it is. Well, another intangible.
So it seems like you may be guilty of
mixing up intangibles.
That's right.
Yep.
It's okay. I mean, had a similar situation to me this morning.
You know who was a punt returner in college? Linebacker for Chicago, Hall of Famer.
Urlacher.
Played safety. Urlacher. He was a safety and a punt returner in college.
Really?
Yep. Go look it up.
I believe you.
Did you say Darren Sproles was on that list, Tobin?
Darren Sproles had 7 in his career.
What about DeSean Jackson? Is he on that list?
Of punt returns?
Okay. Guess not.
What about overall returns?
Overall, so you want me to do kickoff and punt returns?
Yeah, because that means Hester would have even more.
I got to look that up together. I'll find that out during the break. Take a break. Back after this.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm? YourActionAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954 more.
All right. Partly to mostly cloudy. Winds are mostly out of the... Hold on. Looking for movement here. Looks like it's out of the east southeast again. More south this time. 10 to 15 miles an hour. Looks like there's some gusts that may pull it up to 20. And I would say right now it's about 82 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy?
He did excellent. It is currently 82 degrees. Winds out of the east southeast at 18 miles per hour. It is mostly cloudy. It will eventually advance to partly cloudy, but just going to be clouds. No rain, apparently.
The all right, so the answer we were looking for, Hester is the leader with all time return.
We got like 17, 18?
19.
19, nice. And what does Metcalf have? I think he has a couple of kickoff returns.
He has 12 overall.
Okay.
Mostly did his damage with the old PR.
Yep.
10-2. But Cordero Patterson, he has the most kickoff return touchdowns of all time. He has 9.
Ooh. Okay.
So there you go.
I did kickoffs for a minute.
Somebody says RIP Jacoby Jones.
Yes.
He has 9 all time. 5-4. Pretty even.
I did it for a hot second.
Kickoff or punt?
Kickoff. I was backup punt returner. Because I could catch. That's why I know that dude, the dude that they put in to say, just catch it. Don't do nothing crazy.
Got to be a toe reader.
Got to read the toes.
Got to be able to catch and not worry about getting hit. Because let me tell you, punt return is the most dangerous job in sports. You know why? Because you only got 2 eyes and they got to be looking in 2 different directions.
Got to be a chameleon. I know most of people think that means blending in, but chameleon's eyes can go in 2 different directions.
Really? How do you know some of the just weird things about...
Yeah, but that's not
about...
fair, though. You can't use what? That. That's not what they're known for. You got to find something else.
That's what they do. What do you mean I can't use that?
Maybe like a hammerhead. You know, they got 2 eyes over here. Something. It's like saying, like, you know, giraffes are known for being tall. But I'm like, yeah, you know, you got to have stamina like a giraffe. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
Whatever. An elephant's known for 2 things, being big and never forgetting.
Yes. It just doesn't, you can't do that. You can't say, gotta look both ways like a chameleon. Like, it's just not how it goes, man. Give me something with more eyes.
E. Sims wants to know, is it more dangerous than running back? Running back has the volume of carries. So what's like, have you ever been lit up like on a return, Leroy? Because I know you got blindsided one time.
No, I didn't even get, I got blindsided. I had never really made a tackle, and I tried to tackle somebody and woke up in the hospital. I've never really got blindsided because part of being a running back is knowing how to manipulate your body so you really don't take too many direct hits. Right? So when you see that, when you see him coming, you know how to turn a little bit or just kind of avoid the direct hit.
That was your specialty.
And being right? as big as I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Making myself skinny.
Wish I could do that.
See? See? Hey.
He believed in me.
Hey. You know what he just did? Yeah. Here you go, Leroy. Right? Right? Or fish? Right?
Yeah.
Or you foul me and put me on a free throw line for two easy points. Like, what are we doing? Jordan.
We still got time.
I can Leroy.
Leroy, what is it, like the 20th or the 22nd, Easter this year?
Yeah, I still got like three weeks. Yeah.
Listen, a couple more bits in this bag here. It don't get easier in April. I want hey,
it has felt like a long Lent. This has been a long 40 days. Yeah.
It's only 40 days. Mm. So here's the deal. I have made a conscious effort not to, and let me tell you something, folks. Yesterday, whew, Leroy in the wild is not good, right? There's just too many things. And let me tell you something. Jennifer does not help.
She doesn't.
Right?
She doesn't. And I tell you,
And even Steph is messing with me now.
Dude, I tell you, you know what I thought of yesterday, Marcos? When I was at the Heat game, boots on the ground, I thought to myself, this is where we could get Leroy.
Oh, at a Heat game?
This is where
because of the outfits?
The outfits, either the Astrons with too much cheek showing, then they shouldn't be showing cheek, or the broskies wearing the Schmedium Heat jerseys. Mm. You know, like, I'm like, oh, man, this would have broke Leroy's Lent.
So me and Jennifer were walking back from, you know, the putting green, and we're walking back and we're just talking, boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden I just did this. That's not real. She goes, what are you talking about? I don't even see it. I say, my peripherals caught something. Just go ahead on and look. Lady in the red, down about 50 yards out. She goes, what? How? I'm like, hey, head on the swivel.
Head on the swivel, dude. Peripherals.
Yep.
Head on a swivel, like a sloth. You see how weird that is when you just say random animals after
head things? On a swivel, like a owl.
Yeah, like an owl. But an owl is also known for being wise, jackass.
Oh, is it wise? Why? Really?
Well, he really was dismissive of my chameleon analogy.
Yes, because a chameleon is known for
changing colors.
Being a chameleon, not what his eyes does.
Their eyes can go in two different directions, dude. That's really cool.
That's a side note. Their main, listen, when they come to, they're like Duncan Robinson. When he comes to the party, we want him to make threes.
Yeah.
When a chameleon comes in, we want you to change colors. We don't care where the hell you looking.
Yeah, imagine the chameleon comes to the party. He's like, guys, just so you know, I'm staying green all night. but my eyes, though. Look at my eyes.
Boxed in. I'll take it.
Look at my eyes. See?
Wait a minute. You've been boxed.
For anybody asks, I will be green all night.
No. That's just an easy explanation that we laughed. But can you please set up the situation where a chameleon is talking.
Yeah.
Right? And we invite him to a party.
This is what happens at Marcos's swamp parties.
Yeah, say, no. You're here to do your bit. Do your bit.
Do the thing.
Do the thing.
I got a friend, dude. He changes colors. It's amazing. Watch. I invited him over. He'll be over soon.
We have so many guys who have chimed in. Dade South. Owls are actually really dumb. Wise owl is a myth. Nick T. Owls actually have the smallest brain amongst birds. Bigger eyes than the smaller brain.
Look at that.
JIP. Put the owl has been proven not to be wise at all.
Wow. Didn't realize the word was out on
magic.
The owls.
Owls being wise is a myth.
Wow.
E. Sim says, ravens and crows are the smartest.
Mm.
Yeah, well, that's how you can eat the food off the street and then get out of the way when the cars come. Because I would venture to say, squirrels, not that smart.
No, I heard they store their little acorns and then lose them. Sounds like something I would do.
Schmeathan says, Marcos has the chameleon walk in with two 12-packs under each arm.
Hey! Just so you guys know, I'm going to be green all night. But so will these
Don't ask me. Listen, we know
Who's throwing this party? Because, Marcos, you started this whole conversation off with the most ridiculous thing, and old Dum Dum just bought it, right? Like, he just kept going, oh, but look what I can do with my eyes. Who's inviting a chameleon, and why does chameleon have 2 12-packs under his arms?
The field mouse is fast, but the owl sees at night.
Look at that.
Where that fits. That's about where this conversation is.
Tell us what fits this weekend on the old golf course, Leroy, for our golf fans out there down here in South Florida.
So it starts today. The cool thing about LIV Golf, which is at Doral this weekend, today through Sunday, is that if you want to see all of your golfers, I'm talking about John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, who else do we see? Taylor Gooch, Dustin Johnson. They say they have 12 major championship winners in the field. If you want to see them, you can go and get your ticket, sit in one spot. They all tee off at the same time, and you're not going to miss anybody. You don't have to be out there all day. You're just watching one round of golf, right? They have DJ sets. They have epic street food, and Scott Punk Legend Sublime is headlining on Saturday night. We saw the stage. It's massive. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Ah, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a lovely Friday. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll get to some cat talk coming up next hour, but it does not look great today at practice. Barkov not skating. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to play. We haven't heard from Paul Maurice yet. He could just be getting the day off of rest. It is a practice day, but not skating today this morning in practice. So just to give you guys a little update on the Panthers captain and where things stand. Panthers obviously dealing with a lot right now. And we'll get back into the heat as well. Last night, boots on the ground for John Morant's game winner. But first, it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. The weekend is upon us. Let us tickle Leroy's.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy.
My fancy.
Go around the weekend slate, see what interests Leroy. We'll start off. Leroy, tonight, the Miami Marlins open up a 3-game series against the winless Atlanta Braves. Max Meyer is on the hill against Spencer Schwellenbach. First pitch is set for 7:15. Does the series this weekend tickle your fancy?
No.
What?
Too early in the season, dude.
But what do you mean, dude? This fancy is about the most exciting tickled time there is. Then you get to May, you're like, oh, it's May. And then there's the dog days of summer. April, the first 2 weeks of baseball season are the best.
I'll be watching other stuff.
Very selfish.
No, I'm not.
Selfish, dude.
I'll keep it, you know. When it goes to commercial, I check in on the Marlins.
I don't believe you.
No, I do. I do. Why would I make something like that up?
Because Schwellenbacher is pitching today.
Who?
I do like the winless Braves. That makes me happy.
Yes.
They're owed this. A little comeuppance for Atlanta. Now, will it last? I don't know. But for right now, I'm going to enjoy it while we have it. And boys, let's keep it going. You should have beaten them. You should have won the series against the Mets.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Fish are making things happen right now. Max Meyer looked really good. Outside of giving up that tater tot to McCutcheon, who's 100 years old, he looked really good in his first start. Can't believe Andrew McCutcheon's still hitting dingers at this age. He's 40.
You know what it is. Torpedo.
Maybe, dude.
You know what? Does it take a lot of that away from that being that this bat has been around for a couple of years?
I tell you what actually took it away from me was watching the Brewers staff the first 5 games because everybody was raging about the Yankees. And I'm like, this Brewers staff might just be terrible. We're giving up 12 runs every game.
And then the bowl of meatballs you sent me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pete Alonso's got a torpedo bat. It's just around his waist.
I don't even know what that means.
Chubby.
Oh.
Anyway.
See, he's look. See what I mean, Marcos?
Yeah, portly.
I don't like. He's not helping. He's supposed to be my guy, and he's like,
I'm your guy.
Really?
I am. Mm-hmm. He's that guy, you know, when you're the athlete is running and the trainer's in the car next to him. Like, you got it. You got this.
No, get in. Drink some water. I got something to do later.
Tonight, Leroy, late night, we got the Denver Nuggets against the Golden State Warriors. Does that game tickle your fancy?
I'll try. Because Golden State beat the Lakers last night, and they look good. I'll try, but I doubt it. I'm not going to fool the people and say I'm going to be up till 12 o'clock at night watching West Coast basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been finding myself up late watching a lot of West Coast basketball, to be honest with you. I did not watch late last night. I got home late from the game. It's become, for me, I mean, getting home from Heat games, not to do traffic talk, but getting home from Heat games has become, I mean, a hell of a task. Like, we're working on something in the wee hours of the morning. So I'm getting home at like 12:30 from these games.
And keep in mind, that's where all the highways close. For like at 10 o'clock.
And they're not building anything. Still trying to figure out what those arches are for up in the sky. What are we doing here? What's?
And then you anyway, see your video after that, right?
I don't understand how we can redo literally every highway in Florida, but the Golden Glade still cuts down to one road.
Yep. It's you know what the first thing yesterday was the first time who do we talk to? We talked to Arlo about this yesterday. And he was talking about the Freedom Park. It was the first time I had driven by it. I just happened to like drive by where they were making the new soccer stadium.
Like, it's weird that he knew that and I had no idea.
It looks like it's going to be cool. That's exciting. Certainly, like, no disrespect to Chase Stadium where the Orioles used to have spring training, but it's what the hell was that used to be called? What did that place used to be called? Off commercial.
No clue. Tamiami Park.
What was that stadium? No. I'm talking to Broward.
Oh.
Somebody will text it in. What's the what the stadium used to be called? Anywhere. Anyway, Leroy, tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The
pink.
Florida Panther. I meant the stadium before that. Not the pink stadium.
You know what?
Lockhart. Thank you, JMP. Thank you. Leroy, tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Your Florida Panthers skate with the Ottawa Senators. Thank you, Schmeathen, for go bleep yourself field. does the Panthers game tickle your fancy?
I will be listening to it because I'll be on the road.
Where are you going? You going on a little trippy trip?
Sarasota.
Ooh-wee.
Whoa.
What a golf.
I could leave tonight, but I'm going to leave tomorrow.
Gonna take the Bright Line? I wouldn't.
Bright Line doesn't go east to west.
Nah, goes to Orlando.
I'm taking my Bright Line.
the Miami Heat, Leroy, back in action tomorrow night against Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis last night against the hapless Philadelphia 76ers put up a stat line for all time. Last night, Giannis put up 35 points, 20 assists, and 17 rebounds. First player to have that stat line in NBA history.
I mean,
does Heat Bucks tickle your fancy?
Yes. Here's the problem.
My fancy is tickled.
When I get in, I'm going to eat, and I'm in a bit of a dilemma. The Final Four.
Yep, I was going to get to that. Yep.
No, but I'm just saying, the Final Four, the Heat game, you know, got a lot of sports to navigate through.
I know you do. But will you peruse?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, I'll watch. Because here's what I realize about watching the NCAA tournament. you can have either a really exciting game or a dud. And when I mean dud, I mean nobody can score the damn ball. And so if that starts happening, I'm out.
Tomorrow night.
Can multitask. Saying I can't multitask because I won't watch two things that I want to be all in when I watch stuff.
I'm all in.
All in.
Final four, Leroy. Tomorrow. Yep. 6:09 on the dot. Florida. Auburn. Florida is a favorite. Tickle your fancy.
Yes. Yes. Because I need, hold on, let me see. I think I need Florida to lose. My fancy is tickled. I need Florida to lose because all the people that are below me, because I'm number one in the pool right now, all the people that are below me pick Florida. So if Florida loses, I pretty much already win.
So you need, who do you have? Do you have Duke?
I have Duke winning it all.
Then at 8:49, Houston, Duke, tickle your fancy?
Yes. I'm nervous about this one because Duke plays tremendous defense, and Houston also plays tremendous defense, but they like to run. So it should be an interesting game. I want to see what they do to Cooper Flag.
Ooh. Also tomorrow, from Las Vegas, UFC Fight Night, Josh Emmett, Lerone Murphy. Take your fancy?
No.
Josh Emmett.
In 2 weeks, we're going to be down here.
No, not 2 weeks. Next week.
Next week. Oh, that's right. Next week. Next week. Same week as the Masters.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. That's not what they're going to say.
It is. I don't know if I'm allowed to. It's the other one we're scared of, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It is the Masters.
The Masters.
Hello, friends.
You couldn't have two opposite broadcasts there between UFC and the Masters.
Also, I did Jason Jackson thing. I didn't do Bruce Buffer's thing. Jason Jackson is it is time. And Bruce Buffer's is it. Well, I'm not going to say because now I'm scared of the Buffers. Of course.
Absolutely.
Scared of the Buffers. But they are. But he is a legend. I mean, when Bruce Buffer hits that center of the octagon and the lights hit, and he's just like, he's got veins popping out of his neck, and he's just like, oh. I'm telling you, dude.
His brother is so much more like cool about
cool.
Yeah.
Very. No. But it's funny because like the brother also is like, you know, he's suave and Bruce, but Bruce kind of has that mild mannerness to him as well. Didn't Bruce Buffer also say that Jimmy Butler was a jerk at poker?
Yeah, he did.
Somebody said Ja fined 75 grand.
What?
So, I call him a sore loser. Huh?
Sorry, Bruce Buffer called him a sore loser.
When I think of the two guys, I just think how they go about it is totally different, but both get you. You know, Bruce Buffer, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We were playing Green Bay on Monday Night Football. He did their
He did Vegas, did the Vegas Raiders, and he did the Knights too.
Yeah,
it's a good gig. Do you remember when Michael Buffer did the Marlins and he messed up Christian Yelich's name?
Yeah,
it was great.
What did he say?
He called him Christian Yelich.
That's it. Yeah.
Somebody must have ran out of ink.
But like when they typed it out, the itch must have went to the second line.
I've seen that at the Improv where the host will forget someone else's name. And then put your hands together for Brendan. And then everyone's like clapping already.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break. Yes, we have an update on the Ja Morant. He has been fined by the league. Got an explanation from Shams here. We'll take a break. If you guys missed yesterday, the Heat losing on a heartbreaking buzzer beater. We'll hear from some of the parties afterwards. Back after this.
NBA, do not find me.